Episode 2832, Appreciate Where You Are.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How's your week going so far? Seriously, I really want to know. Because we can get ourselves wrapped up in everything else for everybody else, and we don't stop long enough to think about what we need, to be inspired, to be motivated, to go where God is leading us. Appreciate where you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Hang-ups and hold-ups slow down the progression of any goal. Don't pressure yourself into what you think needs to happen. Appreciate where you are so you can keep going where you need and want to land. Life dishes out more crap, right? I mean, come on, let's just be real here. If that's a position you want to take, right? You can say, oh, yeah, you just don't get my day, Christiane. It has been crazy. We're only on technically the second day of the week, which really for some of us, if Sunday's your first day of the week, you're on the third day of the week. Regardless of your work day, if you work Monday through Friday, Tuesday is your second day of your work week. And you may be thinking that it should already be Friday. So much has happened. You're like, I can't even move forward. I don't even know what it's like because I am drowning. You get to choose, though, how you want to see what you see and when you see it. You get to choose the how, what, where, why, and when. Yes, things come at you, but remember, you won't get the rainbow without the rain. You and I don't want to go through all the yuck and muck of life in order to get to where we want to go. We're just being selfish creatures. But we're also being honest at the same time because don't you want what you want when you want it? Of course you do. Why do you think fast food was invented? Why do you think we have sugar in a can so we can drink it whenever we want to? I mean, we could be here like forever talking about what we want, when we want it, and we want to get it how we want it. But when it comes to what is thrown at us, what we don't control, what do you do? How do you handle it? Appreciate where you are. You know, this week, which seems like it's been forever already, I wish it was Saturday, honestly, because the last day and a half has been really kind of wonky. And if I look back, it's really been the last 2 weeks. There's a lot happening. There's a lot of moving parts in my life, in the business, in my family's life. I mean, you name it, it's happening. At one moment, we're on the roller coaster. The next time, we're riding the bumper cars. And then you got the merry-go-round going over here. And oh, wait, you can't forget the ducks where you have to go and you get to shoot the ducks, you know, which I never liked that game, by the way, because I like ducks. But that's for another episode. And so you've got all these moving parts and you just kind of want to stand in the middle of your amusement park and you're thinking, what? What the heck is going on? I don't know if I'm coming or going. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the stuff that really doesn't matter. And with the stuff that does matter, deal with it and then move forward. If you're in the bumper cars, ride the ride of the bumper cars. Get to it. Get on it. Win that game. Figure it out. Go through it. Push through whatever you need to do when you're on the bumper cars. But then when you're on the merry-go-round, figure out what you need to do. Pick that right horse. Do you want to go up and down, or do you want to sit in the beautiful carriage that doesn't move at all, but you just get to sit back and relax? What about the roller coaster? When you're on it, man, you're going to have twists and turns. You're going to go upside down and all around, even backwards sometimes. And with all of that, you just got to be present. You've got to appreciate where you are. When you deal with what you have in front of you, that presence is absolutely priceless. And then, you know, you can reflect on the situation for a short period of time. If you're in the middle of those bumper cars, have you ever done that? I remember when I was a little kid, and this was going to the county fair, and we would have these little cute tickets that back then it was like 50 cents for a ticket. And I mean, back then it was a little expensive. So you'd take two tickets, a whole dollar, to ride the bumper cars. But oh, we wanted to ride the bumper cars. And they were somewhat safe. You know, they weren't going up in the air. I wasn't going to fly every place and everywhere that I really didn't want to fly. And so I would ride the bumper cars. And you know what was fun? Yeah. Going after the other person you really wanted to get. And so I enjoyed going after my friends and going after my parents and going after my siblings. It was just fun. And you would get that jolt when you would hit them, right? When you're stuck in a situation or a circumstance and you feel like you don't know how to escape it, don't try to get out of something. Be present in that moment for that short period of time, right? It is just a very short period of time. It may seem like an eternity, but don't let that situation, don't let that circumstance become a bigger problem. Distraction is the one thing that can derail your completion of the goal that you're going after. What do you want to land? As I'm sitting here recording, I'm out in my seasonal sunroom, and it's wonderful. But the crazy thing is I don't know if you can hear it right now, but I've got an airplane that is flying somewhat low, and I've got the pool going off because it's starting to get very, very chilly here. For us, we're in the South, so it's a little cold, and anything that's threatening our first freeze, we're like, wow, no way. But I hear all of that, and then I look and say, oh my gosh, but I still have to focus. Are you focusing on what you're supposed to focus on? Or are you allowing yourself to get caught up in everything else? If you're there in the bumper cars and your job is to bump someone, don't you think you should be in the game? Otherwise, if you just sit there in the middle of your car, you're going to get bumped all the time. There's going to be no way you can respond that will help you get out of the situation or allow you to get through the situation. If you want to keep the train moving, you have to keep your mind, body, and spirit driven to what is most beneficial for your next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're on a journey. You're running this marathon called life. Appreciate where you are so you can keep going where you want to land. So what's happening with you? I know what's happening with me. We could be here forever. I've got so many things going on. And in fact, I would really ask for prayers as to what we're doing and where Creature Now is moving. We have some opportunity to take what we've been doing and building here over these last 8 years, which I know is kind of like crazy, out of this world awesome, that we have grown this family. And I truly believe it's family, but we have the opportunity to reach more. And it looks different. The landscape, it's a little bit different, but boy, is it so exciting. And the thing is, it's just bigger dreams. Not my dreams, but God's dreams. What He's placed on my heart. And when I think about presence, I'm reminded of when Jesus walked the earth and He was here. And I just think about all of the things that distracted Him. Yet when He stood before whoever He was talking to, He was all in. When He shared a parable, when He ate at the Last Supper, when He washed the disciples' feet, when He died on the cross, He was all in. He was present. Are you being that present in your life, whether you're on the merry-go-round, the roller coaster, the bumper cars, or you're having fun with the ducks? I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all I got to say. I want those little cute ducks to live. Appreciate where you are. You may not like where you've landed, but that doesn't mean you can't soar like wings of eagles. And you can't fly high in the sky. And then guess what? Then you can land again. Don't let your fears overcome your dreams. Instead, turn and say, you know what? I don't know what this looks like right now, but what I do know is I can take this little bit of where I am, handle the situation, take some deep breaths, and move on to the next. Therefore, I don't get overwhelmed, and I can stay focused and driven on what God has in store for me. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.